Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Currently 53 degrees outside on an absolutely beautiful morning, just a few clouds in the sky. I'll have a full detailed zone weather and marine weather forecast for you in about 15 minutes. But in the meantime, it is time for the morning interview. And I am so excited to welcome into the studio two people associated with the Sitka Conservation Society, Andrew Toms and Rebecca Dannon. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Good to have you here. Andrew, let's start with you. You're here to talk to us a little bit about the roadless rule and public comment periods. Give us a snapshot of what that's all about.
Yeah, the Sitka Conservation Society works on public land issues, and for us here in Sitka, Southeast Alaska, that's extremely important because we're surrounded by the Tongass National Forest, and we use and depend on the resources from the Tongass. Commercial fishermen depend on the salmon that come from the Tongass, our subsistence resources that fill our freezers. It's the place where we work and play, and the management of the Tongass is really important to all of us as families, as community, as businesses. And we're following the policies on what's going on, and we're concerned about a lot of the things that we're seeing coming up.
So the roadless rule, as someone who hasn't paid super close attention to that topic, but I feel like I've heard about the roadless rule since I was in high school in the 90s. Can you give us a little history on what that's all about?
Yeah, the roadless rule was an effort to protect large areas of intact habitat and to control some of the spending that was going on in national forest areas where there was a huge backlog of roads that were built that weren't being maintained. And then there was kind of this machine of policy and private interests that were building roads and doing timber harvest in areas where it didn't pencil out. It wasn't making money. It was a big waste of taxpayer dollars, and the benefits weren't really coming back to anybody, and the land was really degraded.
So, and then the roadless rule, I think, I'm sorry if you already said specifically, but it is meant to protect what criteria fits to make something into the roadless rule?
Yeah, it's areas that are 5,000 acres or greater where there's no roads that are built. And in Southeast Alaska, these are the areas that are so rugged and so difficult to get to that roads were never built during pulp mill logging days. So these are the areas where it would cost, you know, $60 million to build a 10-mile road that got to maybe a timber sale that got $100,000 in receipts back to the government.
So in the past, if one of these areas was to be opened up, that how would that process normally work, and how are you seeing it working now?
Yeah, in the past, those areas were just kind of off limits, and timber sales wouldn't be prepared in those areas. If there was a project that was going to happen in those areas, like our Blue Lake Hydro Dam is partially in a roadless area, there would be a request for an exemption from the roadless rule. And for projects like hydropower, power lines, different activities, there would be an exemption for that. But for new roads just for timber sales and timber sales in those areas, that wouldn't be allowed.
Okay. And so going forward, the concern is that maybe things are moving and the public isn't being made aware of that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we're seeing from this administration, in addition to a lot of chaos and dysfunction in their management, is a move to take public comment and public notice out of a lot of these processes. So we're expecting Administrative Procedures Act proposal to be dropped, and usually the public was given 90 days to comment, and it would be a process. In this iteration, the rules have been changed, and the public will have 15 days to comment, which is really symbolic. We're expecting it to drop, you know, any day now. It's been a couple months that they've been saying it's going to drop, but things aren't going really well within the administration in terms of management and how well things are done. So it's been delayed, but when it comes out, it'll be a super short time period, and the public won't really get a chance to have the full time to absorb it.
And it sounds like you don't really know what to expect, but do you expect announcements to come out affecting large areas of the entire state or specifically in Southeast Alaska?
It'll be on national forest land, so it'll be the Tongass and the Chugach, and on the Tongass, the roadless rule protects 9 million acres, and we'll see an effort to open up all those 9 million acres to development.
How can people be involved or be part of the information chain?
So following Sitka Conservation Society on social media, subscribing to our newsletter, or going to our website, we'll have materials prepared that tell people what's going on, how they can comment, how they can make their voices heard. And this is super important so that we send a message to decision makers and agency leadership on what we want for our public lands, and that we can build a record so that policy is shaped by what the public wants for their public lands.
And lastly, when it comes to a comment period, normally ways people can give comments are all the ways you think, written, verbal, hopefully, maybe in a room with other people, or is it, what have we seen?
This process will just be written comments. There'll be no hearings, no public meetings. Even the announcements that are being made are on obscure government websites that we're really having to dig in to find what is being proposed.
Okay. All right. Well, keep it up. And thank you for the information. And then Rebecca Dannon, welcome back. Good to see you here in Sitka.
Thank you so much.
And you are here as with your artist hat on. Tell us a little bit about the ways you're supporting this topic and Sitka Conservation Society through art.
Yeah. So I started doing screen printing and graphic design around the Tongass probably about 6 years ago now, as sort of a love letter to Sitka and the Tongass and growing up here. And sometimes that is just celebrating the unique ways that we interact with this landscape, like, you know, surfing at Sandy Beach or backcountry skiing down these mountains, and all of the crazy ways that people interact with this place and the way that it shapes the personality of this community. And part of that was in really wanting to try to help people connect to it in a way that makes them want to protect it. So I started doing a Protect Our Public Lands poster and t-shirt last year, and was donating 20% of the sales from that to SCS. And then that turned into a poster this year that was a Keep the Tongass Wild print. That was also a part of a donation process. So it kind of just seemed like a natural fit that we would kind of partner up to put art out there and try to get people to feel connected to it and want to protect this place. So we are doing an art sale this Friday at Harbor Mountain Brewing, and it's going to be all day, and all of my art will be there. It's all a celebration of what it is unique about living here, and 20% of those proceeds will all go to SCS, not just the proceeds for those particular prints, but all of them.
All
right. Yeah.
So on Friday, July 10th, this coming Friday, specifically what hours do you think?
pretty much all day. So they're open between 11 and 9 p.m. So we're going to try to be there as much as we can. And,
okay.
By we, I mean me and my husband. So and possibly my kids running around drinking root beer.
Ideally, a meet the artist type of situation as well.
Yeah.
But
and,
we understand if you need to take a break every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. It's only so much beer you can drink in a day.
That's right. Hopefully it's a beautiful day too, just like today.
That's right.
The art that you'll have there, are these going to be like posters? You said that this gets printed onto other items as well, but this is going to be the original stuff that you've worked on?
Yeah, it's all hand screen printed stuff. It's going to be t-shirts and posters. I've got some new Protect Our Public Land tote bags that I just made that turned out really well. That, you know, if you don't want to wear it on a t-shirt, you can save the planet going to the grocery store and not bring your plastic bags, and also, you know, carry around a little reminder that it needs to be protected.
All right. So this Friday the 10th, you can meet Rebecca Dannon and family at the Harbor Mountain Brewing from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. approximately. And all proceeds go to this supporting the Sitka Conservation Society.
And then we are doing a continual rack of art out at I should say SCS is doing a continual rack of art out at Harbor Mountain Brewing with featuring different artists, and some of those prints will continue to be out there, and 20% of those proceeds will also still
excellent.
Continue.
So there's always a rack at the brewery.
Yes.
Is the idea.
Moving forward, yes.
Excellent. All right. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you and see you, Rebecca, this morning. And Andrew Toms, thank you for coming in. Of Sitka Conservation Society, you can get involved by looking up Sitka Conservation Society on social media. even a good old Google search, I'm sure will point you in the right direction. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you both. I'll be back with a weather forecast and check in just a few minutes. I hope you'll stay tuned.